To agenda item 11, hunting boundaries and equipment. This is a briefing and a public hearing. Brock, we are behind schedule a bit, so do your best to be efficient.
I think we can run through this one real quick.
That guy's, that guy knows his stuff.
Yeah, he sure does. A lot of these guys do.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, was that your, did he have on your Cougar sweatshirt? The guy knows his stuff.
All right, Tammy says we're ready.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to be giving a briefing on hunting boundaries and archery equipment. The hunting boundaries is going to cover GMU boundaries, elk herd areas, and then firearm restriction areas. So we'll start with the elk area description wax. We're proposing to adjust the boundary of elk area 6054 to reduce the area it covers. So looking at the figure, the dark black line is the current, and the red is what we're proposing to reduce it to. The primary objective here is to concentrate the harvest that occurs in that elk area in areas where we're actually having the damage problems, and to focus it more into that area. When we originally drafted that recommendation, we were going to use Highway 706 and Highway 7 as the southern boundary. As our cartographer started putting that together, there's an area where different maps reference Highway 7. There's an Alder Lake Road, and it's referenced by two different names. And so to simplify that boundary, our recommended adjustment is to use the Nisqually River as the southern boundary instead of the roads. And so that's just going to clarify it for hunters that are out there in the field. We only received two neutral comments on the proposal. Any questions on that one? Okay, so our next proposal is to adjust the boundary of GMU 485. So GMU 485 is the Green River GMU, and it's associated with the Green River watershed. The proposed adjustment would alleviate trespass and hunting enforcement issues that we are currently encountering. And the reason that is happening is because we have language that uses landmarks to define the GMU, but the watershed is actually marked by the management personnel, and sometimes those two things were not lining up. And so it created these little holes where hunters could, by definition of the WAC, they were in GMU 485, but they were actually outside the watershed. And so it created some confusion there. If we propose this change, it's going to necessitate a change to the neighboring GMUs as well. So this is showing you the adjustments we're proposing. Again, the black line is what you currently see, and the red is what we're proposing. And so it's a very minor adjustment, but it's something that's going to be able to allow us to deal with some issues that we're encountering logistically.
I noticed the reference to posting in the rule, and so you're indicating that that's been the practice to post the boundaries of this particular unit.
Yes, working with local staff, this has actually been an issue since like the mid-90s.
Okay, because we don't generally post. It's particular to this unit.
Yeah, we don't post the boundary. Mm-hmm. It's actually the folks that manage the watershed. So all the access here is managed in cooperation with that entity. Folks just can't go in. They have to go through a gate. Their name has to be on the list. And then they mark that boundary extensively. And as you can imagine, when they go out every couple years and some signs have fallen down, right, they're putting up new ones. And I think that's where a lot of the discrepancy came from. And so we just decided it's going to be easier just to go with The boundary is the marked boundary.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yep. So we only received, we received one supporting comment, we received two opposing. The opposing comments, one was unrelated, and the other commenter felt like this made hunting too difficult. So, do we have any questions? Okay. So we'll move to special closures and firearm restriction areas. So we're proposing to clarify that firearm restrictions in portions of Grace Harbor and Pacific counties only apply during the modern firearm general deer and or elk seasons. So right now it just says established deer and elk seasons. And so during permit hunts that are associated with providing opportunity to mitigate damage, when we enter into DPCA agreements with landowners, that's technically a season. And so there was some confusion between, you know, amongst landowners and some of our staff of, well, the regulation says it's, you know, we can't use a modern firearm. And so this is just providing clarifying language that this only applies during the general deer and elk season. The other clarification that we've added is in Pierce County, the current language references Key Peninsula, and a lot of the locals use another common name, which is Long Branch. And so all we've done is propose to put that in parentheses and clarify that those are in fact the two same locations. We received one supporting comment, two opposed, and one neutral. And the opposition comments, one was unrelated, and the other one, again, was arguing that it made it complicated to hunt in these areas. Any questions on those? So the last one is archery requirements. So the commission was, we're proposing to eliminate the minimum arrow weight restrictions. So the current rule that's on the books is we have a antler length to weight ratio requirement. We are the only state in the United States that has that ratio. We also require a minimum weight of 300 grains. We're only one of five states that has a similar regulation. The commission was actually petitioned in July 28 to change this rule. The Game Division reviewed that request and we agree. So we're proposing to eliminate all weight restrictions at this point in time. Right now, under the current rules, with that ratio requirement, given the current technology that's available for archery hunters, most hunters are probably unknowingly in violation of that whack. Oh, sorry, I forgot to hit my slide again. So public input on this, most of the comments we got were in support of this rule. And the general theme there was this makes good common sense. It's representative of the advancements in the technology. Those that were opposed were advocating that we needed to retain the minimum weight, or that we actually should increase the minimum weight. And I will tell you, as an archer myself, that's a very highly debated argument within that community, whether, you know, light and faster is more efficient than a heavier arrow. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Mr. Thorbert.
Just a comment to thank the wildlife staff for taking a look at this and bringing it to us in rule. We did review it, and I think that was our request, that it be evaluated. And at looking at that slide that shows the comment, there's obviously interest in the community given the number of comments. And so I think this was an appropriate way to handle it, to allow public input on this issue. So thank you.
Okay. No comments on 11. We are now